Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am most delighted to be with you on this very, very important podcast for April 20th, 2024. This is an important one. No kidding aside. This one can be a turner, but for most people, it will sound like the same old, and stuff that you tell people all the time. The mind belongs to the emotions and the passions of a human being, and not to their loving heart. It just isn't there for the loving heart. The loving heart is not my emotions. It's the state of my inner being. It's what we truly are. So when you hear people like myself talk, like I'm about to talk to you, you're going to let it go into one ear and out the other. It's not going to find any place to really sink in and do anything about. And this is the difficulty of not only being a teacher of the way as I am, but also of being human and not really wanting to jettison the human. People don't want to see what the human does. They don't want to understand what it does. They don't want to take responsibility for their human. They're not willing to do that. They blame it on other human beings, and in doing so, they miss the meaning and the substance of what it is to have an authentic life. So Ted from San Francisco emailed me, and he says, "How do I forgive my enemies?" And he goes into a whole litany of enemies that he has, that he says it's not his fault, he blah 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 didn't do anything, blah blah blah, and they've turned on him and all that other good stuff. The particulars are not important at all, but what is important is forgiveness. I cannot emphasize this enough. And yet I am sitting here telling you today on this April day that forgiveness for most people is not likely. It's never impossible, but it's not likely, for the simple fact that the ego comes in and has created the persona, the mentality of responsibility being on other people and not ourselves. We don't see how we have drawn to ourselves these people that we call our enemy, and that we are there to be taught by our enemy what we have become, taught the most important lesson, and that is my futility. My futility in staying as a Gregory Edward Penn. And until I understand that, until I am aware of that, till I see the folly of it, till I recognize the futility of all of this, nothing is going to change in my life. I will be held hostage, not by my enemy, but by my recollection of my enemy, my assumption of my energy, my presumption of my enemy. And I will stay in that modality and manifest everything in my world that will look like, well, hatred. And in doing so, nothing will really change. We accumulate situations and conditions in our life that are basically based in the animosity of our unforgiveness. When you look at your enemy, what did Jesus say? Love your enemy as yourself. Love your enemy, which is yourself. And that is the crux of the matter, the real importance of the matter. But most people can't go there. Your enemy, the person you most think hurt you, the person that you think unfairly dealt with you or deals with you, is simply there because you are there. You are engaging with an energy, an energetic, a minutia that is going to tear your life apart and bring you down to the level of your enemy. until you are willing to take the attitude, not my will, but thy will be done, a higher essence, a higher power, as you would call it, in yourself as the manner of love, nothing is going to change. The only power that really transcends everything is love. Love is transcendence. And love is difficult for people because it is not engaging in self-righteousness and in the form of self-preservation, of which we think is most important in our life. We really think that that is the most important aspect of our life, self-preservation. And so we make enemies. Jesus made enemies. Just think of all the people that he helped in his lifetime. And they chose at his trial, which really wasn't a trial, they chose a murderer, a liar, and a thief to be saved over the crucifixion of a man who has done only, well, what we would call in this world, the nature of goodness, the nature of love. This is the way the human populace is. We are very animalistic. We live out of our DNA. And that primitive emotion that we have leads us to do many foolish things. So, Ted, listen to me. In every moment of your life, you are standing before Pontius Pilate. Every moment of your life. In every moment, you are being judged by everyone. Your family members, your friends, and your enemies. And there is nothing you can do to change their attitude about you. Nothing. People don't forgive. Because to forgive looks like weakness to them. Petty weakness, and they don't like that. So what you must do is be brave enough to stand in the midst of yourself and realize they know not what they do. And until that teaching, they know not what they do, really sinks deep within you, really becomes the manner of your spirit, your life, until you have come to that point, you will never be able to advance in this life through love. Meditation will be difficult. Meditation will not be interesting to you. The way, the truth, and the light, the teachings of it will not be interesting to you. Nothing will be interesting but vengeance, pride, and vanity. These are the things that destroy a person's life. And as a teacher, I have watched my students do many ugly things in the name of their pride and their vengeance. They make pride the order of their vengeance. And so they suffer the consequences as they go on in their life. And people will pass out of their life that hurt them, and they'll think, well, I'm done with that. They're gone. Don't have to worry about that. But the sad part about it all is they do. Because in the truth of the matter, their consequences is their ignorance and their spiritual indifference. And that is not something that is easily overcome in the course of a lifetime. It requires a sense of, well, intuition, an inner vision to see what is going on within us, why it is going on within us, and how to, shall we say, use that as a means for love. If you can find a way to do everything in the means of love, you will have found the truth of your life. And that truth, that you are love, will be more important than anything that anyone has ever done to you in your worldly life. I hope that helps you. Adieu. And may it serve you well. And I tried to keep it at a level that would be understandable to you. But there's far more to this. I just barely scratched the surface. Maybe one day we'll go into it more deeply. Thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. If you have questions you would like me to answer, greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Talk to you next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.